Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. It's Wednesday, and what do I do on Wednesdays? I try to find people that can help us figure out what we need to know midweek, most weeks. Today, I decided to speak with my friend Mike Lazat, Mike the Seed Man. You know him, American Meadows. Mike has a few nuggets for us, and I can't wait for you to hear the good news on What We Need to Know Wednesday. I've got my friend, Mike the Seed Man, Mike Lazat, who's going to tell us why we need to have bulbs on our brain and secrets of what we can do now to have a beautiful meadow in the spring. Mike, give us some good news. What do we need to know?
Sure. Teresa, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to come on and talk gardening. And so fall presents a great time for planting. And a couple of products or categories that come to mind that are very popular is putting in our fall planted bulbs, things such as daffodils and tulips. Everybody loves them. But you'd be surprised at how many people don't necessarily know when the proper time to plant them is. We all know they bloom and they welcome us in the spring with beautiful bouquets and some of that first color of the season, but they are actually planted in the fall season. So right now, as the temperatures have cooled or begin to cool down, depending on where you're from, is the perfect time to be putting in those fall planted, spring blooming type of bulbs, type of flowers. Things such as tulips and daffodils, which are two of our most popular. Some things such as crocus, et cetera, also fit in there. But it's a great time, the fall. This is the time to do it. And I would do it sooner rather than later, just because we have and we continue to see a large surge in the gardening industry with this pandemic that we are all hopefully handling and trying to do our best to flatten those curves. We have seen and continue to see a big spike in the interest of gardening. People are at home and they're looking for projects. And so the sooner you can buy your product, and whether you buy it online or at a local big box store, the better. And again, you're going to be able to get exactly what you want and be able to plant it, because we are selling out of stuff at record rates. And so a lot of our bulbs and tulips and daffodils specifically that we offered back maybe a month or two ago, we've sold out of a lot of colors. Some of our popular colors, the reds and the pinks and the yellows, we're selling out of them very quickly. So now is the time to do it. Don't drag your feet, because if you wait another few weeks, there's a good chance that most retailers like ourselves may be sold out. So again, fall is a great time to be putting in those fall planted, spring blooming bulbs. And as you also discussed, Teresa, fall is also a great time to be adding some seed or putting in a wildflower meadow or a mini meadow. And how a fall planting works is you wait until the ground has cooled off. So in most cases, you're going to wait until after you've had a couple of hard frosts. Also, a good indicator is once when your grass begins to stop growing in the fall, you could prepare the area and you would put your seed down. And what happens is the seed will lay dormant through the winter months. And then in the springtime, when the ground warms up, that's when the seed will begin to germinate. And the nice thing, being in the Northeast, such as yourself and myself being up here in Vermont, because we have such a short growing season, the nice thing about doing the dormant seeding is that you can usually get about a two to four week jump by putting them in the fall versus waiting and putting them in the spring. So great benefits to doing in the fall. It's very popular and would certainly encourage putting in a meadow as well.
Mike, can I plant my meadow in a pot this fall too?
Pot would be a little bit challenging. Now, if the pot is going to stay outside, you could certainly do that. If you were to bring the pot indoors, what would end up happening is, assuming even if it was not necessarily an insulated garage, but my guess would be the soil in the pot would be so warm that it would actually trigger the seed to germinate. And you could plant a meadow indoors then and have some nice wildflowers indoors during the winter, as long as you had a sunny windowsill. But if you were going to do them in a container or doing it in a pot, the pot would have to be left outside through the winter months. It can be done, and it can also be done with bulbs as well too. We have a lot of people who will plant tulips and daffodils in pots, just leaving them outside exposed to the cold weather, which is what they want to go into dormancy and get set to begin to bloom the next spring. So it can be done in pots as long as they are kept outside in that cool weather throughout the winter and into the spring season.
Well, I think you'll be happy to know that the entire bottom of my refrigerator is filled with bulbs from American Meadows.
We love it.
That's great. Might have went overboard, but I'll be planting those myself. And I'm also going to try to put another meadow in and see if I can capture the blooms in 2021. Mike, thank you for sharing wonderful information. Hey, how can we still order from you?
You can go to our website, which is www.americanmeadows.com. And on the homepage, you will see the various categories. So there'll be one for fall bulbs. You can go there and you can put your order in right online. We do have limited selections available. So I would urge you and encourage you to do it as soon as you can. But we do have some nice sales going on as well too. So the sooner you can get your order in, the better. Because right now is a great time to be to get those bulbs into the ground.
Oh, Mike, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll check back with you again in maybe January to see what we need to be doing even then.
That sounds great, Teresa. Always my pleasure. Get out in the garden and do some gardening. The fall is a great time to get your hands dirty out in the garden.
Mike Lazat, also known as Mike the Seed Man, AmericanMeadows.com. You need to check him out. There's also an awesome book called Mini Meadows. Great for gift giving, because we all need to start thinking about, what will be on the Christmas list for that gardener that you know? Follow me. Terry@cottageinthecourt.com is my email address. Cottageinthecourt.com is my website. Cottage in Court on Instagram and Twitter. And also my collaborative podcast with Peggy Riccio, Gardens and Plants, where we talk about all the things that you need to know to keep gardening. Remember, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, get outside in your own yard, in a place where you can distance from one another safely, and definitely in a place where you can embrace Mother Nature. After all, she's been there for us throughout this whole pandemic. Let's encourage her to continue to be there for us. Until next time, this is Terry, Cottage in the Court.